Ah, pretty close.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Hello and welcome. We're back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you for joining us. Episode number 562 of the podcast show, the pod show. We appreciate you listening. Thank you for being friends with us. If you would like to reach out, I always give you the ways at the beginning of the show. Mailbag at theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. Additionally, you can call us and leave us a voicemail. 949-464-TBLS. Possible red circle people. Look, could be some changes coming to the red circle page soon. It could be becoming a Patreon page. But what I could do, what I'll try to do, is maintain both for a while we merge everybody over, because I don't want you to get fucked. But if you just spent $50 and I move it to Patreon right after you spent $50, then just let me know and I'll pay you back the $50. Good for it. I'm joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how the fuck are you, buddy?
Doing well.
Tell me.
Still use Twitter strictly for sports, but the algorithm.
Yeah.
The algorithm pops certain things in.
Death and murder? Is it people falling off buildings and shit? Because that's what I see when I go on there. I go on there exclusively to post the podcast, my Silver Point sports picks, and to tell Telly he's a drunk. And that's it. That's all I do there. And then I always see somebody get murdered. Are you having the same problem?
It involves Telly.
Oh, does it?
It has nothing. Yeah.
Oh.
So, I guess because I'm very charmed by him.
Love
he
him.
Just pops up into my feed.
He's great.
All the time.
He's great.
It's always never drinking again, fam.
Yeah.
You know, like whatever. I love it.
Remember when he got banned? Literally. He was banned from three burrito places in town. How many burrito places are there in Fort Collins, Colorado? He's banned from three of them.
I love it.
He was having to use his brother's DoorDash to get burritos from one place because he was banned from there.
So, and also update.
Yeah.
For our Colorado listeners.
Yeah.
There's a chance I go to Colorado to visit the sister this summer. So what? I will try to meet some of you.
What?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go there. I want to move there.
Yeah.
Honestly. Like somebody.
It's beautiful. It's gorgeous, yes, there.
Somebody find me a job and a bungalow in or around the Denver area. My daughter's graduating high school. I have no chains anymore, and it's too fucking expensive to live where I live. Okay, go on, Ed. We're digressing. What about Telly?
So the algorithm knows me, and it knows me to the point that I'm charmed by Telly because it feeds me a million things on Maryland basketball, Commanders. Like it feeds me everything, and it feeds me Telly.
It's great.
And Telly clearly is way into this. I guess the world is, and I'm learning through Telly because I keep seeing clips that he's into about this Montoya character, which it's...
Hold on.
Telemundo?
Juan Pablo Montoya, the former F1 driver that moved to NASCAR? The Colombian? He was fucking great. I love Juan Pablo Montoya.
I keep seeing clips. So there's either, I don't know if this is Mexican reality TV or if this is Telemundo, but it's clips. And there's some sort of Love Island type thing.
No.
And what? They make the guy watch somebody else hooking up with a chick. And there's a guy screaming and running around.
No, they cuckold him. They cuckold the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
I know that Telly's way into it.
Because he's a cuck.
I've seen 8 clips this week. Like, I just go on. I'm like, let me see some sports shit going on.
Yeah.
And it's Telly commenting on this Montoya character, and please let me know what the fuck's going on. It's real. It's hilarious because they don't. This isn't allude. I don't. You know. I know you guys do your Bachelor lifestyle, and I'm sure it's great.
Yeah,
but
what?
From what I've watched of that show, they don't show people fucking. This show, you see under the covers, like they're fucking, and they're making the dude watch it from like the beach.
And this is
like, they have and what TV
show
it's,
but you don't know what show it is. You don't
I have no idea what it is. It's if you Google, and you know, I'm sure some of you are like, yeah, this is the biggest thing on the internet. But if you Google Montoya reaction, it's just a dude who's like watching someone he cares about getting fucked. It's the most bizarre thing. And Telly has me just getting algorithms that they know I like Telly. They're showing me Montoya stuff all the time. And I had no idea what it's from, what it is, but you could, and obviously, like, I've forgotten all my AP Spanish.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what they're saying, but you know what's going on. Well, it's a guy being forced to watch someone have sex with a girl he likes.
I think Telly speaks Spanish, so that would track. That's why, that's how he's able to follow that. Here's how much of a loser I am. I'm like, let's call Telly and ask him about this right now. That would be good content. Because remember that one time we reviewed...
You couldn't hear me. Muted.
To me, the fucking funniest moment we've ever had on this show. We were 20... First of all... Everyone that listens hates Telly, by the way. They hate him. They hate him because...
He's my favorite part of it.
I know.
Show.
They hate him because we like him. And that drives people crazy. We're doing it for the recently initiated to the show. We were reviewing one of the real piece of shit movies of all time. Return of the...
Howard the Duck?
No, The Dragon. It was the Revenge of the Dragon. Return of the Dragon? Enter the Dragon?
No, the Enter the Dragon is the good Bruce Lee
one. Yes, I know.
The Last Dragon.
The Last Dragon.
Yeah.
And Telly claims he's an expert on that. He was such an expert that he knew like secret websites you could watch it for free on, whereas me and Ed paid for it. Then he comes on, and to come on the show, I send you a link, and then all you got to do is click the link. Like, even Travis Rogers at his advanced age could do it. Now, he can't lean close to the microphone and talk, but he can still click on and be there on the thing. Jason Stewart can kind of figure it out.
Kinda.
We had Telly do it, and Telly couldn't do it to the point, and this is how it comes back. We got to the point where he couldn't figure out how to do it so much that I was like, fuck it, I'll just call you on the phone. And I called him on the phone, but I didn't save his number. I just looked at my phone. I didn't save his number. Obvious reasons. But while we were doing it, while he couldn't hear us before I called him on the phone, he was pretending that he assured us that he could hear me. I go, okay, are we good? Can you hear Ed? And he's like, yeah, I'm good. I can hear him. And then we're 20 minutes in. And every time you would talk, he was drunk and he would start talking over you. And I was like, Telly, can you hear Ed? You're just talking over him. And he goes, I'm sorry, fam. I can't hear Ed.
But I was lying.
Yes, we were deep into the show. He thought he was going to fake his way through it.
Oh, good.
So I want to know about this Montoya thing. Ed, you've wet my whistle.
You just Google right now. Just Google Montoya, like, reality or something. You'll see it.
I want to. Okay, hold on. What's the Denver prefix? 920? No. 801? No. He hasn't called in a while. And I'm just seeing if I can look. I'm looking back through the old calls to see
it's 303-720-983.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see Dolomite calls in from 720.
They used to.
Used before he died. Yeah. Okay, I'm not going to go. Look, Telly, somebody get this mess because Telly's not team current. I think he's more of a Trend Lightly guy, but that's okay. That's a good show.
That's fine.
Yeah, but so he could call it, and he likes golf shows, I think. So he likes Bob Does Golf, and he likes sports. What's the one? Barstool Sports Golf and stuff like that. But when he's done listening to those, he'll check in with this, and then Telly, call us 949-464-TBLS. Tell us what's up with this Montoya guy getting cucked, and why are you into that? Like, we get that that's a turn on for you because you like being pegged and you're into cuckoldry. So is that why you're liking it on Twitter? Let us know. Ed, yesterday was the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And it was the most fucking boring Super Bowl. And I, like, the Super Bowl was playing, and it was like, look, it was great. Fuck the Chiefs. Nobody wanted the Chiefs to, you know, we were all, what? You Chiefs guy?
I was certainly not cheering for the Eagles.
You were not at all.
Come on. Division rival? Well, no.
Yeah, sure.
So,
and they knocked you out. They fucking drubbed you. They drubbed your guys.
I mean, we don't have to belabor the point. Well,
I mean, they really just fucking smoked you. Not as bad as they smoked the Chiefs, but they really fucked you guys in that game.
There's only one team that's beaten the Eagles in the last 5 months, and that was my Commies.
That's right, but not in the playoffs, where they got smoked by like 100 points. Saquon was just fucking, he had like 250 yards. Up and down.
Commies kept fumbling, but anyway.
Yeah.
Rookie quarterback, we'll be back. I would cheer for anyone versus the Chiefs.
Sure.
Except for the Giants, Cowboys, and Eagles.
All right.
So it was,
you're loyal.
But like, my dad, who's a Giants fan, texted like, what a terrible game. And I go, Dad, I had to suffer through two Giants versus Patriots games with Tom Brady. I've been through Eagles, Patriots, Eagles, Chiefs already. Like, this is just what happens sometimes. Yeah. I don't give a shit.
Yes. Like, yeah. Well, I mean, because look, me and everyone else with Silver Point Sports, we like the Chiefs minus one. Like that was the play. Everybody like that. That's where the sharp money was at Chiefs minus one.
I played that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I also played two other bets.
Oh, tell me.
Tails never fails.
Of course.
Won that.
Yep. That's a 50-50 bet, but that's even money. Yeah.
First touchdown scored Jalen Hurts. And they originally ruled Jahan Dotson draft bust for the Commies that got traded.
Yeah.
And
He
was in, and then his knee was down. Yes. And I was like, yes!
Tush push.
Like, it was the best. It wasn't the best odds for first touchdown score. Yeah. It was 6-1. So, like, $5 got me $35.
You know, this is a copycat league. This tush push gets you 4 yards every time. It's not like a yard and a half.
It is not a football play.
We got to just start doing three tush pushes get you first down every time.
The NFC Championship, where Frankie Louvu kept trying to time the jump and jump over the pile, and then they're like, we're just going to award points. If you're not going to let the players try to time the jump, then get rid of the fucking play. Yes. It's rugby. Yes. It's not football.
No,
get rid of that fucking play.
It's scrum. They're scrumming. Anyway, it was super boring. And I was watching the Super Bowl at a bar with a friend of mine. And as we're watching Morgan Freeman, also the commercials, what are we doing with the commercials anymore? There's just like, it's just like everything's a little too much. You got Seal is a Seal.
I saw a clip of Bill Burr on Conan talking about how much he hates Super Bowl parties. And I thought it was so perfect. He goes, I go to Super Bowl parties and people are talking over the game and then it gets to the commercial break and they tell everyone to be quiet so they can watch the commercials. Yeah. And he's like, I can't deal with, and that's how I am. Yeah. And luckily I went to a buddy's,
real sports fans,
Super Bowl party. And it was like eight of us and we just ate and drank and like, it was wonderful and nobody was talking. And then during the commercials,
this is men.
We talked because I didn't give a fuck about the commercials. Yeah. So I didn't watch, but my buddy told me that like they did like a poll and the thing that won best commercial was more Clydesdales. Like we're still with the horses.
That. I didn't even see that.
We're still with horses, blah, blah. Like who cares?
I mean, they're
who
pretty cares about beautiful. Clydesdale horses? They're huge, Ed. And they run through the snow and it's they bring the beer wagon. So
one
nice.
Time we're doing a promotional thing, like I want to say 10 years ago in Hoboken. They had the Clydesdales come down Washington Street.
Yeah.
One of the biggest shits I've ever seen in my life came out of a Clydesdale.
Well, they're like 7 feet tall.
Massive.
It's like the biggest horse. It's like the biggest horse you can have. They're beautiful. They're gorgeous. Hey, look, Budweiser, that's America. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what. Look, I wouldn't drink it. I tried to be cute one time and I brought some Budweisers to play golf and I almost fucking puked first sip. I'm like, oh guys, Budweiser. Yeah. I took a sip. I'm like, why did I bring this? This is disgusting. I can't drink this. But now the commercials are good. So I'm watching the commercials and there's Morgan Freeman. I think Morgan Freeman's like 89 years old. He's really goddamn old.
But he's been 89 for 35
years. Yes, at least.
And, since the movie Glory.
And yes, and I'm watching it, and I'm with a friend of mine, and she says to me, she goes, hey, remember when Morgan Freeman was fucking his granddaughter? And I was like,
granddaughter's best friend.
No, it was, so it turns out it was his stepdaughter. And I'm like, oh, that's a good thing for the show, or step granddaughter. That's something we need to review here on the show. Let's go back and take a look at that.
So that's a thing that happens. What? Huh? Huh? Can't remember it at all. Huh? Don't think that I can recall. Nope. But that's a thing that happens.
Did it really?
Did it really?
Can't remember if it's true. Nope. Don't recall it.
So I, but that's in a very unlike me situation, Ed, I looked it up beforehand because I was like, yeah, what was up with that? That was kind of weird. Morgan Freeman was like in his 60s. And he was fucking his granddaughter, his step-granddaughter, who was like in her 30s, and then she got murdered. And I'm like, yes! And I'm like, what the fuck was up with that? So I looked it up, and much like Boris Becker's ejaculate, we've been sort of fed a bill of goods on Morgan Freeman fucking his granddaughter. He might have been
fucked. I thought it was her friend.
Step. But you might have fucked a friend, too. Step-granddaughter. But it turns out that it's that we only think, well, according to People magazine, there were rumors that he was fucking the step-granddaughter. But the main reason we think that is because the guy that murdered the step-granddaughter said, oh, before I murdered her, she told me she was fucking her step-grandpa, Morgan Freeman.
Was this deflection by the murderer?
Probably. Yeah. The story says there were rumors of that this guy seemed to confirm, but we really can't go on that. I mean, if I had to guess, I'd say Morgan Freeman probably was fucking his step granddaughter, but we don't really have any evidence of that.
I mean, we know what caged animals will do. You don't know.
It's true. They'll tell you some shit, right?
You're about to go to the Gray Bar Hotel. You're going to take some swipes. Yes. See if you can get out of it.
Yes. So
who's the narrative?
So, oh my God. So one thing that I was watching that and I'm thinking, so I'm watching the Super Bowl and I'm like, okay, looked up the Morgan Freeman. It doesn't look like it's true that Morgan Freeman was fucking his step granddaughter, or at least we don't have evidence of that. But one thing that there was a commercial. Got lots. Oh, imagine looking up at that, Ed. Imagine just being
not
underneath.
Not as bad as the cause, but it's a lot.
But though, I mean, he's doing that voice, you know, and it's like, that's such a nice voice. It's pleasant.
It is. Yeah. But
yeah.
Shawshank is a great movie.
It's okay.
But when you rewatch it, it's, you're like, hey, with this guy, could he just shut the fuck up for a little while?
Talking about? Yeah. He's complaining.
Like, they're drinking beers on the roofs. Yeah. And he's like, and Andy had the tastiest beer. It's like, we see him drinking in the fucking... Yeah. We don't need you to tell me how tasty the beer. This was the best beers we've ever
had. The pictures tell the story. Yes, I agree with you.
I promise you, Frank Darabont can tell us that they're enjoying it by just showing us them on a sweaty roof with tar drinking a goddamn beer nut. And that was the sweetest cold gold we've ever had. Shut the fuck up.
And your Morgan Freeman is almost as good as your Johnny Depp. Like, this is, we got to bring that back. So that was, I'm going to say that with the jury's still out. Okay. That's one thing that happened. But I was watching the Super Bowl and delightful character actor Walton Goggins shows up.
Great, great character.
And he's doing a commercial for GoDaddy, Look, I'm not buying a website for GoDaddy just based on, I don't do business with anybody that calls their company that. That's a disgusting name. And I don't, like, that's just not, I'm not buying a website for
you. GoDaddy.com might have business with GoDaddy. Well,
they're probably running a special.
I was shopping for the best deal, and when I launched the thing, that was it.
That was the one. That was the one you knew from the commercials.
Yeah.
But on this GoDaddy commercial, excuse me, beloved character actor Walton Goggins was talking about his company that he's got a website for, Walton Goggins goggle glasses. And I'm like, and then he's wearing these like Oakley looking weird glasses that like strap to your head. And I'm like, oh, that's a funny like bit for the show. And somebody's like, no, I think that's real. And so I looked it up, and Walton Goggins goggle glasses is absolutely a fucking real website that sells these glasses.
I'm looking it up.
With the reputation.
Whoa!
Yes, yes.
They're blades.
They're $150 to have Walton Goggins goggle glasses. Is this like is this something that was known before the Super Bowl? Because I'm just out of the loop on shit. And also, do I need some of these?
They launched this for the
I think so too. With a reputation for playing gunslingers, morally bankrupt preachers, and literal ghouls, Walton Goggins has long been a scene stealer in all these shows. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah. And he's been stepping out on the red carpet lately with a particular set of sunglasses with a bold look that's part cycling sunglasses, part ski goggles. The brand? Walton Goggins goggle glasses, of course. It's real, Ed. I mean, it's insane name, but it's funny as shit. And as you know, it's not so different from Baby Billy's Bible Bonkers, Goggins explains. The design, which features ski goggle style straps that can be swapped out for arms, was inspired by his love of skiing. Five colorways are available, Ed, and they retail for $150 each. I mean, do I need some of these, Ed?
You definitely could pull this off. I don't wear sunglasses that much.
Yeah.
I just have like, I wear like imitation Ray-Bans every once in a while. That's all.
I'm not wearing something strapped around my head to walk down the street. I've been going sunglassless lately because I feel like it's good to get the sun on your face, but these are pretty sweet. There's one called Mama Skillet, La Tortuga. One's just called Blue. Cumulonimbus, like these are kind of heat.
They're all good names.
Limoncello,
it's all good names.
All good names.
Like, and Tortuga, Turtle.
Yeah.
Come on.
You can take off the straps and put arms on these Walter Goggins goggle glasses. You know where you need these is when you're riding your bike.
Mm.
Out there on the
there's a small stretch. Small stretch by me. Like I don't know. I don't remember exactly. Maybe it's like July where the gnats
come out. Like, disgusting. They get in your mouth.
Gnats when you need the blades.
Gnats. Yeah, it's when that humidity kicks up.
You get in the eyes. You're blinking out gnats for like a mile. It's brutal.
Yeah. You might need to get some Walton Goggins goggle glasses, Ed. Yeah, they're pretty pricey, but they look cool. So it's kind of worth it, you know?
Right. That's worth it.
Okay. Speaking of worth it, let's talk about some people who died.
Just tell us who was dead now. Just tell us who was dead now. Who died? It's a sad segment.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive.
Nope.
Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed.
Yep.
Which celebrities are dead? So tell me who died.
Who died? Who died? Who died?
Tell me who died.
Ed. Who fucking died this week?
Of course, I didn't do any research on this segment. But
why would that? Why is that different?
No, I kept what I always do. But we lost Dick Geron, Bears and Bills head coach, 74 years old. Without doing the research, I feel like this dude was in the Wayne Fonts or Denny Green's zone, like 7-9 to 9-7.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dick Geron coach team.
Yeah. Never had a 10-6 season. No.
They just feel like he was in the Danny Green, Wayne Font zone.
Likely. Also, I feel like he was one of those guys that was considered super old when he was a coach, like in the 2000s. And I'm looking right here and he died at 74 years old.
Right, 74 now.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, oh, he probably coached 10 years ago. He hadn't coached in like 20.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
He was old as shit. He's in his 50s.
He was early 50s when we knew about him.
R.I.P. Dick Geron. Yeah.
Tony Roberts.
Oh, yeah.
Broadway and frequent Woody Allen movie actor, 85. He was a very good character actor.
Yep. He was always in those Woody Allen movies.
Like Annie Hall, shit like that.
Yep. He's the friend. He's always the friend.
Yeah. Yep. Always the friend.
Yep.
RIP Virginia McCaskey, Chicago Bears owner, 102 years old. At least it can get the conversation started about the dangers of meth. I feel like, you know. If Virginia's going to pass away, yeah. At least her death can be for something special. 102 years old. All right.
Yeah, she was real goddamn old. It seems like these NFL owners always fucking linger like late into life. Is it because of the baby blood or what? I mean, they're rich as fuck, but not all rich people live forever.
It's almost as if you have too much money.
Yeah.
You just can get access to shit that the regular people right. don't.
They'll just keep injecting you with shit, propping you up. Yeah, it's great. It's capitalism.
R.I.P. Cultita? Is that how you say it?
Cultita
Woods?
Yeah.
Tiger's mom, 80 years old. Speaking of cuck.
Yeah. He had to do that. His dad was doing work.
He's taking Tiger out for lessons.
He'd be entertaining cocktail waitresses in the Winnebago while Tiger was hitting seven irons. Yeah. Now, but also his mom was right there in the front row when he had to do that I'm so very sorry press conference about when he
was like Senator Larry Craig's grandchildren.
Yes.
When he's fucking in the bathroom and he's got the grandkids in front of him.
Yeah, you gotta show support. And it's like, I don't think they want to
leave. Grandpa was fucking a glory hole in the Minneapolis bathroom.
he just had a wide stance, Ed. What's the big deal?
Yeah, no, right.
Yeah. Who else?
And then you sent me this one. Very sad.
Oh, man.
RIP Aiden Manzano. Yeah. Sports reporter at the Super Bowl. I think he worked for like the Telemundo Kansas City station. 27 years old.
Yeah,
died in his hotel room. And a woman has been arrested after she was seen leaving the hotel room and using his credit cards. And I believe she has drugged people in the past.
Yeah, this sounds
like she's done this, but like I don't think she had done murders before that we knew of.
It was, she probably gave him something, you know, like Xanax or whatever they give you, Rohypnol, to knock you out. And either she gave him too much or he had a reaction.
Yeah. To it.
Yeah.
And just to sprinkle some extra depressing news on.
I know.
He leaves behind a daughter, but in case you're wondering if the mom's in the picture, she died in a car accident last year. So this is profoundly terrible.
It's really sad, and it just makes me I don't partake of sex workers, Ed, thankfully. It's just not my thing, and it's okay if you do, but this is the kind of thing you know you got to be careful of, is that they don't have your best intentions.
The vetting process,
it's tough.
I get it though, but this dude lost his wife.
I know, single dad. You just want to bust.
I'm sure his daughter was taken care of back in Kansas City. He's thinking he's in Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, a day before the press, the day where they're all meeting with the press and media day.
Yeah.
And he's like, I got to get a relief.
Been a while, you know, I'm grieving. I'm grieving. I'm a single dad.
It wouldn't feel right for me to go on like full date. Yeah. So let me just...
How about a transactional situation? Maybe, maybe if we didn't have to hide this.
Demonize?
Yes, in the streets, in the back rooms, you know, it's legal. Like other things are legal. The other services are legal. But if those services are you can get a massage. Tell me.
Jacking up prices to help people live.
Yeah.
We're allowed, legally allowed to do that.
Absolutely, but yeah,
that's where the oldest profession.
That's right.
No, we might as well keep it dicey and on the fringes.
I agree. Yeah. It's a very sad story. R.I.P. Let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own Troy on DVD.
Ed, tell me, buddy. What the fuck happened in sports this week?
Super Bowl last night. Yep. People had feelings about that halftime show, including SMU's football coach, Rhett Lashley. He slammed the Super Bowl halftime show, saying, worst show ever.
Ed, everyone knows I don't follow sports. Matter of fact, no props to my buddy, Matt, a.k.a. the Nooch, who will only listen to this in like a year because he's a proportional eater and he has to listen in order to the show. And he gets behind when he spends half the year listening to fantasy football mock drafts. Because he texted me last night, by the way, the Eagles beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, because he's making fun of me that I don't pay attention to what happens in sports. But that was pretty fucked up. But I don't know who this Rhett Lashley guy is.
Well,
but
so SMU made the playoffs. Yep. So, you know, the reactions, it was almost like there was some sort of cultural divide in the opinion.
That's I'm just gonna guess,
and I'm guessing most of his players felt differently, so, and the guys he's recruiting feel differently, so it's a bold move.
I'm just gonna guess that Rhett Lashley is a 40s-ish white guy. That's just based on his reaction to that Super Bowl thing. I'm just gonna say 40-ish white guy. Is that am I pretty close?
Let me look up his age, because I think
also,
and Rhett Lashley. Yeah,
my son's girlfriend goes to SMU, and it's it doesn't seem
he couldn't be more Rhett Lashley.
Yeah,
if he
that's
tried.
What I'm picturing. Yeah,
41 years old.
Yeah,
he's got thinning blonde hair.
Yeah,
he's more very, very Rhett Lashley.
What? Like, why does Rhett Lashley? Is this a tweet that he did? Like, why is, like, how about we save?
He tweeted.
Yeah, why don't we save the commentary on halftime shows for, like, Jay Stu? You know, like that's who I want. Wayne, like media or true media commentators like Jay Stu.
I believe Jay Stu and I are in agreement. We loved it.
Yeah,
I thought it was great.
I thought it was really good.
And I've seen things, like, I just watched it for like first go of it and I liked it. And then there's so many layered things that I didn't pick up.
Yeah.
You know, like the dancers that fell down and made a swastika sign when he was talking about America. Like, there was a lot going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll send you a picture.
There was like American flag imagery. Like, there was a lot of that. Yeah.
But my dad, boomer.
Yeah.
And he's not like, you know, conservative dude, but like, he's just like, I didn't like that halftime show. You go, cool, you're in agreement with Matt Gaetz and Ted Nugent. Yeah. And he was all mad at me for pointing that out.
But I don't know what you would like, why you would specifically, I mean, I know why they specifically didn't like it, but I don't like, it's not your genre.
It's just, my dad's just confused by it. Yeah. And I did see like a tweet from like a black guy or a black woman. He's like, you know, you guys have been pumping Bon Jovi and Bruce Springsteen down our throats for decades. Like, you can handle one show that's clearly not geared towards you.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what it is. You either got it or you didn't, but I thought it was great.
Yeah, they've had The Boss out there, Paul McCartney. They've had The Stones. They've had Tom Petty. They've had fucking the Red Hot Chili Peppers. There's been plenty of fucking white-ass, Whitey McWhiterson acts that do the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, they had like a group that was like popular for a couple years. Like, you know, they even have like Flash in the Pan.
Imagine
like
Dragons. Has Imagine Dragons is nuts. Have they done it? Oh, you know who did it? Coldplay. Jason Stewart, favorite band Coldplay, did it.
I think I was thinking of Imagine Dragons. Yes. Like a band that had a moment for a few years and whatever. It's like,
Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? gives a fuck?
I thought it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. It was cool. It was well produced.
It's just, I just think, yes. And yeah. I just think it's crazy. And yeah. You saw, and maybe everything corrects. The last few years, the guy who's been kind of really dying on a hill,
yeah,
Dabo.
Oh, yeah.
Clemson football has fallen off good. In recent years. Because yeah. this dude is dying on that kind of hill.
Yeah. Yeah, and they don't want to go play for him. And his right. brother does kiddie porn or watches it, you know?
And Rhett Lashley, buddy.
Yeah.
SMU just arrived
yeah.
this year in the weak ACC, and they got into the playoff. But, like, buddy, you
yeah.
want recruits and you want your players to stay there?
Yeah.
And we just be careful.
You don't want them to go play for Coach Prime or somebody that's, you know, a little less concerned about the Super Bowl halftime show? Like, get with the program, Rhett. What else, Ed?
I just found this was high comedy. Ex-Giants yeah. quarterback Eli Manning is at peace with not being a first ballot Hall of Famer.
I mean, he is going to go to the Hall of Fame, Ed. He is going to be...
He absolutely will make it.
Yeah.
He absolutely doesn't deserve to make it. And the fact that he's at peace, Eli yeah. led the league in only one thing in his career, interception.
Yeah.
Never made a first or second team All-Pro.
Yeah.
He was at best like the seventh best quarterback right. in any given year. If yeah. you said the seventh best center, the seventh best middle linebacker yeah. of his era, nobody would be talking about are you at peace not being a first ballot Hall of Famer? Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
He's going to be a Hall of Famer because of his defense in two Super Bowls yeah. against the Patriots.
And that one guy caught it against his head yeah. and Joe Buck's like over David the middle, Tyree. Caught. Yeah. And Mario Manningham down the sideline. Yeah. Like, you know, like, look, yeah, but both of those Super Bowls were like 17-14 super, you know,
and
like
the Patriots yeah. were the best offense in the league.
Yeah.
It's like, well, Eli gets the MVP, not yep. Justin Tuck, who yep. just destroyed the Patriots offense.
Exactly.
Line. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
And people around here are like, man, can you believe Eli didn't make it? Like,
no, stop.
Yes. Stop. I've never thought of him as like, when
Giants fans.
My shitty Redskins were going against the Giants,
yeah.
I was worried about a lot of things. It was never Eli. It was like, well, hopefully they can stop the run game or whatever. But like, yeah. Eli was just a guy out there.
Game manager.
He's going to yeah. make the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But the fact that there's even talk of whether or not he should have been a first ballot, we couldn't get Ichiro on every ballot.
No, of course.
Fucking yeah. guy.
Nolan Ryan. And look, a guy like Eli, like, there's probably a lot going on in the world that doesn't bother him too much, you know, like how to tie my shoes, right. you know, he doesn't have to worry.
Flowers for Algernon.
Guys. Yeah. Like what, like directions to the grocery store, you know, it's like that. She's not too worried about stuff like that. It's fine. You know, it's great. It's
sure.
we can all learn a lesson from.
Look at Eli. Simple. I'm throwing it and smiling out there. Yeah. Half the time I went to the other team, but good for you, buddy.
I agree with you there, Ed. What else?
A UMass student was denied $10,000 after doing one of those layup, free throw, three pointer,
oh, yeah.
half court. He hit the half court shot at a yeah. women's basketball game.
No.
But because an insurance company reviewed the tape and said his foot was on the line,
yeah.
they denied it. Then there was a huge backlash, and then the school stepped in and paid him $10,000.
Wait, you're telling me that an insurance company found a loophole as a way not to have to pay some money that they owed?
I gotta say.
Very surprising. Who thought? Who's the CEO of that insurance company?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't want to fall on the sword.
Yeah.
But I just wish there are a few more Luigi's.
There are. There's going to be, you know? And also, I'm not hearing enough about Luigi these days.
We don't talk about, yeah, like, we.
Yeah.
I don't usually love copycat killers, but like,
yeah.
These insurance companies, if I'm an insurance executive and a guy has a toe on the line, you're denying him
$10,000? You pay that.
$10,000? Insurance companies?
Nothing. Yeah.
Tune into a sporting event and watch all the Allstate and Progressive ads. They have too much
nothing
money.
But,
they have
nothing but
all the money.
Geico.
And $10,000?
Yeah.
Nobody's even blinking over $10,000. Fuck and they're going to fleece some fucking UMass student at it.
Yeah.
And so it was not the insurance company that stepped up. It was the school because of the bad press. And they're like, all right, well, our athletic department will find money for it.
Good. That's good. Good job, UMass. What else?
Marcus Camby's.
Oh, yeah, Marcus Camby. Awesome. Who's the other guy? Joe?
Well, Dr. J went there.
Dr. J did? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Lou Rowe was like the stud back then. But he didn't become a pro. Yeah. Like a good pro.
Yeah.
Final sports story of the week. Michael Jordan's son, Marcus, was arrested for a DUI, I believe, in Orange County.
Oh, really?
His Lambo SUV was driving on the train tracks like it was Groundhog Day. And when he was being hauled away by the police, he complained about the music in the... And I didn't realize cop cars are playing music when the guy's being
They have to talk to the radio?
And he said, play some Mariah Carey up in this bitch. He was mad about that. This is like Lebowski saying, he didn't want to hear the Eagles.
Yeah. I hate the fucking Eagles.
Play some Mariah Carey up in this bitch.
Now,
Ryan.
Yes.
You would think with such a caring, attentive dad like Michael Jordan that he wouldn't be in crisis in recent years. Yeah. But
should
we second guess the great Michael Jordan's parenting?
Yeah. I mean, isn't Marcus Jordan, isn't he banging Scottie Pippen's ex-wife?
I said this to a buddy last night at the Super Bowl party, and he said he thought they broke up. I thought they were, like, engaged.
I think they were, because I know that they were characters on the murder mystery reality show The Traitors a couple seasons ago, and they were together. But maybe
that show where every time I log into Peacock, I hear Alan Cumming being like, ooh, what do you think is
he's the worst.
No,
he's the worst. He's the worst. I don't even think he knows he's hosting a game show.
It is.
Well, let's hope Marcus Jordan gets the help he needs. And, look, maybe Michael can reach out and give him a hand.
He's so caring with Kwame Brown when they draft. I can see how he's really kind for someone who doesn't measure up to his skills.
He's got those real yellow eyes these days. He doesn't look very healthy. He appears to have a problem with drinking too much alcohol, Ed. So maybe that's where Marcus Jordan gets it.
Maybe it's a reaction to having those giant jeans and...
just the whole denim.
Nine buttons.
The Canadian tuxedo. Okay, Ed. Let's play some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His faults are useless shit. He's fat and got big tit.
It's been quite a while since we've heard from old Manuel. You think he's still working the night shift?
Yeah, it's a night shift.
I can't call on a podcast if you're working the night shift, that's for sure.
How could he possibly do that when he's working the night shift?
I haven't heard him call in to be completely glazed by the local hosts on the midday ESPN affiliate because my name doesn't come up on that show when he calls in, but he calls in and the man Manuel gets treated like he's the king of Siam when he comes on that show. He's such a fucking celebrity.
Is he called Manuel or is it one of his other monikers?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, Jay Stu knows his other monikers, but all I've ever heard of him being called Manuel, except that one time that he called here and he listed a whole bunch of other names and you and I are like,
AKA.
Yeah, and we're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. It's like Mike or something or like Marty. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Couple of voicemails here.
Hey, I'm so glad you guys were talking about the Tom Green documentary.
Oh,
it was great.
I watched that. I don't think I've finished it. It's pretty long.
You like it?
Really good. You're reminded. I had forgotten, I guess, just what a cultural phenomenon he was.
Yeah.
It was such a big deal, his show.
And like, I only knew him when he went on MTV, but when he was doing that shit as like a student in Canada.
Crazy.
He was doing all the same shit.
Crazy.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. He was just going out there in the street and being fucking weird. He's a fearless, fearless performer and just has fucking great instincts. I was thinking it was probably really annoying to be friends with him, but he was great to watch on TV.
Well, if you think about, and like we've talked about the links and or the copying by the Jackass crew.
Yeah.
To be on those movie sets and they're just walking up and shaving your hair.
Yeah.
It would be really annoying.
Yeah.
But when you're watching it from the audience, it's hilarious.
It's fucking
when
hilarious.
The guy falls asleep on the set and they shave half his head.
Yes.
Like, great.
So good. It's so funny.
Terrific people in life. And then there's like Tom Green in terms of what he gave to entertainment, especially in the late 90s, early 2000s. But it was great to hear a lot more about his story. Huge, huge fan of Tom Green.
Yeah.
And he's got like two other shows on Prime. So I haven't watched those yet.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
But I'll check those out. But certainly was going to talk about this on the after show this Friday.
Oh, the after show.
Because I watched the documentary this weekend. But I met Tom Green in Lake Lac de Flambeau, Wisconsin. Yeah, that's a real place.
Wow.
Lac de Flambeau. It's some wild ass casino in the middle of nowhere, Wisconsin, that goes without saying.
When I was Stephen Avery on the
tour across the country. So, really cool guy. Sat at the bar and just talked to his fans for a long time. Pretty awesome guy.
That's awesome.
Time. So,
nice.
Tom Green, what a story.
Goat, gang, legend.
Good dude.
Even baller.
Great story. Thank you for that, Ben.
Thank you, Ben.
Here's another one.
Hey, fellas. Talking about
LSU
this week, and y'all mentioned Drake and about him not showing his face anywhere. I wouldn't be.
Things aren't going well. Like
last night,
it might be over.
I actually am friends with a guy who worked with, like, in the general production of
Craig's,
his shows.
Craig's this threesome guy?
No. Good dude.
Yeah.
He's Team Drake, and I haven't talked to him in a while, but I can't imagine it's a happy camp. He's in Australia right now. Imagine it's a happy camp now.
Yeah. It can't be.
Like last night.
Yeah.
And they teased it, and you're like, wow, he's not really, they're not really going to do this show. And then he looks into the camera, smiles, and he's like, yeah, we're doing that.
And everybody sings the line, Ed, and
oh, yeah. At the Grammys, they did it.
Yes.
At the Super Bowl, they did it.
And I was in a bar in L.A., and the fucking whole bar stood up and sung the line. It was like, there's not a lot of people going, come on, guys, it's Drake. Like, you're not hearing that.
I know. I get it if you're buddies with somebody and like it was a beloved thing at both the Grammys and at the Super Bowl that like people have picked a side and
it's not
stopped.
Yeah, it's not Aubrey's side. Now he could respond by just dropping some bangers like bangers heal all.
The thing about that song was that was produced in 24 hours.
Yes, I know.
The song that won him all the Grammys.
Yes.
There was a diss track against him the day before, and then he produced that, and it just has taken off.
Yeah, huge. Okay.
Completely surprised that he did show up in New Orleans.
He
had a story with Wayne and Cash Money based out of New Orleans. So,
wait, he wasn't in New Orleans? I thought he was. Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else.
Drake?
In Australia, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he was saying this is last week. So LSU is saying what is speculating as to whether or not he's going to show up in New Orleans, which he doesn't seem like he did.
Yeah, boy, whatever. But anyway, he's tied up with Wayne. I wouldn't be surprised if he shows up and wants to have a little conversation with your boy.
You think so?
Yeah, since
he's Canadian.
Take him by woodshed with his song there. So anyway, The other thing, B, you said you're coming to New Orleans, right?
When maybe.
When you out this way, if you venture to the west of that,
yeah,
holler at your boy.
Okay. Will do, buddy. Absolutely. Okay. Thank you, LSU. Here's another one.
Brian.
Oh, wait, that's not, hold on, that's it. That one's for the Bachelor Lifestyle. Oh, Jason, yeah, that was David Bray, who then I noticed he followed his call up with a few minutes later an accidental call where he was talking to his dog a lot. Like he was trying to get his dog to come in the car or something. There's a whole long thing that I saw.
Get in the car, Bosco.
Yeah, yeah. Jay Stu really fucked us on the Bachelor Lifestyle last week because he was in New Orleans and there's Wi-Fi issues or whatever. I mean, he's still able to live tweet every fucking game he watches, but he can't produce content for the fans where we're trying to talk about what's going on this season on The Bachelor. Okay, a couple of emails this weekend. Hi, ballers. I had never heard of Dank DeMoss before last week's show, so I looked her up. She is a large woman. I saw a meme that I cannot find that says she should have called a forklift, LYFT, and I thought that was pretty funny, but I wanted to share it with y'all. Also, I think my red circle is about to expire, because can you ensure me that you will remove ads from 90, from the paid version of the show for at least 95% of the episodes? I do that. I'm tired of hearing about Katherine Heigl's dog food company. Well, that sounds like a good commercial. Last thing, seriously, did Drew in Houston suffer the same fate as Marty Bird's business partner in the first episode of Ozark? I don't think he's called or emailed the show since he started working for the cartel. That's from Adam in Houston. Yeah, Drew in Houston has not called to let us know how rich he is in quite a while. Like it used to be a pretty regular occurrence, and we would like to hear from Drew. You okay? I think he is, because occasionally he responds to my Insta stories. So I think he's still around. Thank you, Adam. We'll work on the red circle, possibly Patreon. Hi, Brian and Ed. I'm thinking of starting up a Baller Lifestyle pre-show podcast. Now, I know what you are thinking. There's already a Baller Lifestyle after show podcast. This would be a little different. I would only call in once a week to promote my new podcast as opposed to twice a week like the after show. The pre-show will mostly focus on Tony Romo tweets that continue to keep appearing on a weekly basis. I still need to find a co-host whose favorite team has a rodent for a mascot. I will keep you both updated on my progress. Any suggestions would be appreciated. Thanks. That's from our dear friend G-Fish. Okay, G-Fish. Thank you for that. Wait, what did he say? Oh, Ed. G-Fish sent me one of Jay Stu's tweets. He was tweeting about Tony Romo yesterday. The fucking game was on Fox.
He wasn't even announcing.
The game was on Fox. He was still complaining about Tony Romo, despite the fact that Tony Romo was not even calling the game.
He was saying like something like, oh, the team with more points will win.
He can't get over that. Threes are less than sevens. If Tony Romo was there, like it was something he said like a month ago. He's just still obsessed with it.
Ahab still chasing that white whale.
He really is. Got it stuck in his craw. Dear Brian, congratulations. Oh, this is so fucked up. Congratulations on your new position as FBI director. While I understand that this is a serious role with significant responsibilities, I couldn't resist reaching out with the request. Given your new authority on power, could you possibly investigate the death of Dolomite? Perhaps start with those who grew tired of his limited jokes. Please keep us updated on any breakthroughs in the case. Thank you. That's from KS Fireslayer.
You look like that. Oh, I'm looking now.
Here's a picture there, Ed. I mean, look, I would never have a goatee. Look, I get a lot of lookalikes on this show, and a lot of them are like Gallagher. The great Baltimore comedian Stavros Halkias, like, and look, all of them except for the time that Ed's buddy Sarah DeMack said I look like Josh Gad, which I definitely do not look like Josh Gad. All of these I can
cut. Well, Sarah himself admittedly said he looks like Michael Wilbon.
I know. I do. I look at this guy and I do kind of see it. Okay. All right. Like, I don't know this guy's name. I don't know who the director of the FBI is now. But judging by his picture, Ed, he doesn't look qualified because he looks like me. Like somebody that looks like me.
Hang on. Are you telling me, are you questioning whether someone is qualified?
I don't know his qualifications, but based on the fact that he has the same haircut and mustache as I do, and he looks way too tan.
I'm old enough to remember when I was concerned that Betsy DeVos wasn't qualified to run the Department of Education.
That was 8 years ago.
Now we have the richest man in the world just saying, we don't have a Department of Education.
That's right.
Yeah. Great. Cool. Fun times.
Well, I don't know this guy's name, so I can't tell people to look him up, but just look up new FBI director, and he does look like me. Okay, Ed, let's do some not sports stuff.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment, the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
Ed, but before we get into it, before I forget, I just saw this, and I want to know what you think. People are not happy with Ryan Seacrest because he fucked some lady on the Wheel of Fortune for mispronouncing the word. Wheel of Fortune fans.
Because she didn't over enunciate like he does?
Yes. Wheel of Fortune fans drag Ryan Seacrest over pronunciation ruling. Robbed. Wheel of Fortune viewers are outraged after host Ryan Seacrest snubbed one of the players over the game's pronunciation rule. Earlier this week, contestant Arzise Salonga lost the game's first toss-up round that was worth $1,000. The category was event, as the two-word puzzle read AF space I space space N space A. Oh, that was one word. Second word. Space A space space. The law student and single mother from Medina, Ohio. I believe that's in the Cincinnati area. Katie Shady, can you weigh in? Buzzed and answered.
Population needed. We want population, demographic.
Yeah, we're going to need all the
shower
details.
Us with details.
Yes. Buzzed and answered African safari, but was told she was incorrect. Another contestant, Brian Nelson. You seen a difference here, Ed? You see the difference between Arzise and Brian Nelson? Won the game with the correct pronunciation. Yes, safari is the way you have to say that, Seacrest 50 said. I just checked with our judges to make sure Salonga pronounced the word as safari at the time. What? Fans quickly took to social media to protest the ruling. Okay, here, let's play. Let's see how it went. We'll give our thoughts on this, Ed. Ed, Vanna still out there doing it. Still,
yeah.
Sajak's gone. What's this? How much money does Vanna need? She's got all the money. I mean, it's a pretty easy job.
I would say it's the hardest job, but
she's like 70 years old.
She's still got to move over to the letters. She doesn't have to turn them, but she still has to move to them.
I think she dabs them. I think she just touches them. Okay, let's hear this.
Ours is
African safari.
No.
I don't see any problem with that. Lasso. Lasso.
Brian.
Safari. Oh, no. Oh, Ed's going to be a real buzzkill for this Arise. Tell me, Ed.
No.
Oh.
I'm thinking back to the greatest game show host of all time.
Alex Trebek.
And he would be like, yeah, we'll give it to you.
Yeah, of course he would.
He would kind of let you know that he didn't quite like the pronunciation. But how many words, I mean, I've heard safari a lot of times in my life, but how many words have you said for the first time and you're like, I've only seen this in print?
That's right. It happens to me all the time.
Like
autophagy.
It happens to me like once every couple of months where I drop a word
all
like,
the time.
I know what the word means, but I haven't said it. But whatever's going on in her life that she just hasn't said to Fawn.
She's from another country, Ed.
But what Trebek would be like, we'll allow it.
Yeah,
he would just say that.
Then he would say it in a real snooty French accent because he knew how to speak French because he was Canadian.
Right, but he would like do that just as like a little tweak, like, yeah, we know you didn't say it right, so I'm going to tell you. But he would always be like, we'll allow it.
Yeah, yes, yeah, yeah, we'll allow it. That's what he would say.
Seacrest is just a dickhead.
Yeah, and look, a bunch of Jay Stews weighed in. Lady just said safari on Wheel of Fortune. The puzzle was African safari, one person wrote on X. Who's live tweeting Wheel of Fortune, Ed? Is this fucking real?
Can you imagine? The only thing sadder than watching that that Hangman show is tweeting about it.
Exactly. Wheel of Fortune just penalized a player for a minor pronunciation error. Everyone knew exactly what she was saying. She was robbed, IMO. This isn't the first time Seacrest, piece of shit, had a bizarre moment with the contestant. Last month, Seacrest was tackled to the ground after an excited contestant won $40,000 for completing the last puzzle of the night. Living things was the final category, and contestant Daniel Thomas chose the letters H, G, D, and O after being left with G, space, 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 E, S. The Wheel of Fortune contestant beat the buzzer and correctly guessed guppies. In a million years, I never would have guessed. See, this is where it kind of benefits you to have whatever Jay Stu or Eli Manning have, because you can like tune into this stuff real quickly. Whereas guys like me and you, you know, it's not, we don't have it. Seacrest assured him, I'm good, after Thomas repeatedly asked him if he was okay. Look, the bloom is off the rose with the Seacrest. Like, Drew Carey, he had to replace Bob Barker. Now, Bob Barker was 100 years old, and he was a little gropey, you know? He was a little squeezy, you know?
And yeah.
But he wanted to spay and neuter your animals, and he had that skinny head. That Mike was so skinny, Ed.
The skinniest, like, long Mike. Drew Carey did
I think
that?
He might still do the skinny Mike. The skinny Mike was dope, dude. Like, that's got to live on forever. But people love Drew Carey because he's nice. He's delightful. Yeah, he tips $100.
He's a likable sort.
Yes.
Not some smarmy Seacrest.
That's right. Now, the Seacrest, he could earn that love, but you can't fuck people over on safari. That's how people say it. Safari, safari. Get the fuck out of here, Seacrest.
I might only call it safari from now on.
Yeah, call it safari. That's a better way to say it. I appreciate that, Ed. Okay, Ed. What is going on in the world?
And one thing that I want to revisit the Drake thing.
Let's go back to it.
I do think I've said that I like some Drake songs. I don't like all songs. I don't like all Kendrick.
I do
find it funny. Just like Tupac and Biggie, people feel they need to take a side.
Yeah.
This isn't your beef.
That's true. That's a good
point. Like, it's bizarre that people are like, oh, I'm a Tupac. I'm a Biggie guy. I can't. I'm like, what?
Yeah, they're both awesome.
Yeah.
Tupac and Biggie were both great.
You can just like what you like. I like some songs from certain artists and hate others from the same artist. Like, it's...
Yeah.
We don't have to choose. We're not taking sides. We don't get paid if one guy wins this battle.
Can we all
just
get along?
It's bizarre.
Yeah. I agree with you.
I just find it funny that people think that they are part of the side.
Yeah.
Like, Ed, nobody cares about
you. Should stand in between Drake. You should broker a peace like we did with Telly and the Dear Departed Dolomite, RIP Dolomite D.
I don't particularly care if one side wins, which we've kind of said, but it's just funny that people feel they need to take a side in any feud between artists. Who gives a shit?
Who gives a fuck?
Cocaine is, quote, no worse than whiskey. Sold like wine if legalized, says Colombia's president. Brian, do you think he's got some sort of bias in this fight?
I've had some 4 a.m. Internet searches in my life that would challenge his opinion as to the which is a safer drug. Because look, they're both bad.
Right, they're not good for you.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
When I have some whiskey, and I do from time to time,
yeah,
I'm not pitching business ideas.
You're good.
I kind of just retract and just like chill.
Yeah. Yeah. I abstain from both. and I would suggest everybody do that. I will say, you know, if we decriminalize things, we do take the, much like we talked about the prostitution aspect earlier, you know, this is a matter of personal choice. And if we take the bad guys out of the equation, that's right. Because people still have access to these things, you know, like, how about we just make it a little bit safer? But yeah, this guy, he's got a little skin in the game. He's the president of the country that makes all the fucking coke.
He's like, well, we don't produce a lot of whiskey, but the coca plants.
Plenty of it.
Plenty.
So much. What else? Yep.
Maybe something that's more expensive than cocaine.
Yeah.
$100,000, 100,000 organic eggs were stolen from the back of a distribution truck in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
The egg situation is wild.
Yeah. Now,
supermarkets just having empty shelves.
What the fuck is going on? Now, they were gone, but then they were. Yeah, there was a flu of the eggs, whatever. But then they were gone, but then they were back. Now, are they gone again? Because there was none.
Oh, it's hit or miss. So I, just about every day, I would say 27, 28 days a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have 4 egg whites.
So good for you.
With either spinach or broccoli in it. But like to get, you know, egg white, you take out the yolks.
Yeah.
You need more eggs to like.
Sure.
Create. And so. That means I'm going through a dozen eggs every 3 days. Yeah. And so I'm often buying eggs. And it's like, I show up at the store and sometimes it's just all the shelves are empty.
Yeah.
And the other day, there were no dozen eggs.
Yeah.
But on the bottom shelf, there were 5 dozen eggs for sale, like packaged together.
Oh, yeah, you buy the whole thing. Yeah.
And I bought the whole thing, and people were giving me dirty looks like, oh, you're a fucking hoarder. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I want eggs, and that's it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Now,
60 eggs. It costs 60 eggs. It was like, you know, a slight deal. I think it cost me like $39.
That seems pretty good. That seems pretty good because I buy the organic ones, and for like, well, at Costco, 24 is like, $8, but at the grocery store, 18 eggs is like $11. So
yeah,
you got 60.
Are a dozen organic eggs, I think, is up approaching $9.
Yeah, now. That sounds about right. Now, let me ask you this: as a guy, because I will also do the whites. You don't buy the; they sell the whites in the carton.
I've never done that.
Oh yeah, just do that.
I go through the thing where I take the spoon.
Yeah,
I get it out. Like I don't do the
Buy the carton. It's because it's just the whites, and then because like sometimes I want, you know, I like a little yolk in there too. So I'll just fill the pan up with the whites and my spinach, and then I'll crack a couple eggs into it and mix it together. And you know what else I do with the whites is I put them in my smoothies. Because it's so much bang for your buck on protein versus calories. Like, it's really worth it. But the reason I say that is because they're never out of the whites. I don't understand. Like, we're out of eggs, and there's no eggs, but there's fucking loads of cartons of the whites. And I get that they stay good longer in the cartons. So they were around before the bird flew, or maybe they come from a different place. I don't know. But there's plenty of whites out there and no actual eggs. So it's, you know, look, we got to look into this.
68 calories.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it's
nothing.
You know, what else I've gotten into in terms of high protein, low calorie is fucking bone broth. And look, I know it sounds gross. It's you know, melted bones or whatever, but it's like 40 grams of protein and only 150 calories in a serving. Hit your bone broth, eat your egg whites, and let's get the eggs back in the stores. Cause
I wonder what those 100,000 eggs must be. Yeah, valued that.
Yeah, was do you?
And you just this buy is like loose? The Lufthansa. Like,
yeah, this is like the Lufthansa
things?
Heist of eggs. Like they're, you know, they're out there on the. They're like selling them individually, like they do with cigarettes.
But you know what? I bet it is. Is they're working with restaurant supply people because that's 100%. Where. You're a breakfast place. You need eggs for eggs. You need it for pancakes. You need eggs for everything.
Yep.
So this is not the individual consumer. This is they're dealing with restaurant wholesale
and everything. You know the margins at a restaurant razor fucking thin. It's thin ass margins. Eggs go up a little bit, and you're mostly selling eggs. You can't fucking charge more for an omelet every week. You know, you're based on the price of eggs, the price of the omelet. Eggs go up. That's coming off your bottom line. You get a deal on those eggs. You get them coming in the back door.
Mm-hmm.
That's money in your pocket.
Right. That's an extra dollar.
Could be. Yeah. That's big money. Yeah. You're serving fucking who doesn't love a nice diner omelet?
I mean.
So we don't have diner culture out here, you know? Like, you guys are so lucky.
Yeah. I haven't been in a hotel in a while, but like. You get that omelet station?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
wow. Yeah. Is there anything better than just, I'll take some of that. Oh, you know what? Throw some ham in there.
I just tell the guy, go around the world. Todos. Hit it. Give me everything. You know, I don't give a fuck. I don't care if it's love fucking bursting. Omelet. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
So delicious. Right. I agree with you, Ed. What else?
DUI suspect caught speeding at over 130 miles an hour. Said he was in a rush to see his cat.
Was it Paul in Tucson, who's a cat owner?
If you look at the picture, I'm looking. He does look like the type that would be in a mad rush to go see Mittens.
Yeah. That actually is Paul's cat's name, by the way, which is crazy that you said that.
Is it really?
Yeah. And
every cat is Mittens.
Yeah.
I call every dog Bosco, every cat Mittens.
No, I'm wrong. It's Muffin. His cat's called Muffin. An accused drunk driver pulled over for going 130 in Connecticut, fake place, interstate. So this is some finance dickhead. Logan Murmo Muzaffari. You got to shorten that, dude. Ellis Island. What are you doing over there?
Ellis Island. You're Murphy now.
Yes. Murmo Muzaffari, 28, was cuffed by state troopers just after midnight Saturday after he was caught flying down I-395. In a Kia, Ed?
I didn't think they could reach
130 is fast. Like, that is, like, that Kia would be vibrating.
Right. That's like re-entry on the space shuttle movies where the guys are coming back. And
exactly.
There's like sparks coming.
Yes. When the trooper asked why he was driving so fast, Murmo Zafari explained that he wanted to get home to see his cat. This guy looks like he does serial kills, Ed, so this makes sense. While speaking with
Murph, we've lived long enough that we've seen tons of DUI photos.
Yeah.
They're never like this.
No, this is actually scarier.
Usually you see someone disheveled. This guy looks like he's seen dead bodies in the past.
Yeah. Hours. Yes. 100%. Look, he's like, what I'll do is I'll tell him I was in a hurry to see my cat. Then they won't look for the head and hands in my trunk. You know, don't mind the hefty bag in my trunk. I'm headed home to see my cat. No big deal. And the cops are like, oh, fucking cat guy. Let's get this guy the fuck out of here. While speaking with Murmo Zafari, the trooper began to observe multiple signs of impairment. State police said nothing, noting the smell of booze as well as the driver's glossy eyes and slurred speech. Murmo Zafari was charged with driving under the influence of alcohol and drugs and reckless driving. He was released, $500 bond, and he got home to see his cat. Good for him. Anything else, Ed?
Wow. a late addition to the story.
This was sent to us by listener Tommy. I can't remember who now. Tommy, thank you for the story. Yeah.
Identical twin pleads guilty in fatal Amish buggy crash.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great headline. Secondly, look, what are we doing? What are we doing still with the twins? Have we talked about this, Ed? I've been saying this.
This truly is the evil twin.
Yeah. Yeah. Because she tried to
blame her sister.
Yeah.
And they go evil twin in the sense that one has her hair parted to one side, one has it to the other.
head.
One has bleached her hair. This is crazy. This is Evil Twin.
This is the hair parting. This is like Tyler and Taylor Rogers. These are fucking mirror image twins. Identical twins, so, Sarah Beth.
Last year at the trade deadline, the Orioles traded for a pitcher named Trevor Rogers. It's like, oh no, did we get one of those weirdo twin guys? Yeah. But no
different
He's
guy.
He's just a mediocre guy that lasted like two starts and then got sent to the minors.
The identical twin sister accused of trying to take the blame for her sibling by lying to investigators after a deadly Amish buggy collision in southeastern Minnesota has entered a guilty plea. I did, Sarah Beth Peterson said during Tuesday's settlement conference. I lied. Peterson is accused of misleading investigators after the morning crash of September 25, 2023. She was charged in February with 16 felony counts relating to aiding an offender and taking responsibility for criminal acts. Peterson pleaded guilty, blah, blah. The 36-year-old Peterson and her identical twin sister, Samantha Jo Peterson, are accused of attempting to switch places after Samantha's SUV struck a two-wheeled horse-drawn buggy in Fillmore County. I don't want to say that part. She was crying. She was panicking. She was scared. The other girl wasn't there. She just came. Sarah Peterson said in court that once she got to the scene of the crash, her sister told her she didn't see the buggy while driving over the hill. Samantha Peterson then asked Sarah Peterson to tell law enforcement that she was driving. At first, I said no. Then she made a comment saying she would go to prison for a long time. Witnesses who first arrived at the crash, she's very manipulative, Ed, told a Fillmore County Sheriff's captain that they saw a woman they presumed had been involved in the collision talking on her phone. Later, a woman appeared at the scene who looked similar to the first woman but was wearing different clothes. There's no way we could ever know the difference between the two of us, so they can't tell.
They have their hair parted on opposite sides. Yeah. But the one has her hair bleached.
Yes.
And the other one's like a dirty blonde. One is like bleached blonde.
Yeah. Yes. No, I agree with you. Samantha Peterson also used her phone to search the internet for what happens if you get in an accident with an Amish buggy and kill two people.
I love the internet searches. How do you dismember a body? Like whenever people do that, it's like, you fucking idiot.
How to lock an infant in a hot car. How to lock an iPhone cops have. If you hit a buggy, this is her search, Ed. If you hit a buggy and kill two people, are you going to prison?
That is awful.
Okay, let's wrap it up but there.
Maybe this should be the wake-up call also for the Amish community. Hey, we have several thousand-pound vehicles.
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe we're supposed to not be traveling with our horse and buggy.
Well, they put those reflectors on them, Ed. I'm told the Amish make fantastic baked goods, Ed. I'm just so delicious.
Yeah, I can imagine a good farmer's market.
Oh, yeah. Pies.
Do you think at the crime scene, somebody came with their ice cream cone and rubbed it on their noses? Like in Witness?
Maybe. Possibly. Look, it's a closed community. Maybe Amish Dave's fiance could reach out to us and tell us what's going on, because they're not too far from this. Okay, let's wrap it up there. Hold on, we gotta get right back to the right page here. Let's wrap it up there. We talked about Ryan Seacrest being a huge piece of shit.
Yeah, if you take away anything from this show, that's all you need. He's a huge piece of shit.
Safari, lasso. For Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode number 562 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
LS, hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what
see you, buddy.
With Easy Ed Daily,
see you, buddy.
The man Jay Stewart.
Have a good night.
Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Most daily choice, Ed's taking a peek while you're over at the urinal taking a leak. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.